It's 11 trivia questions on single-word TV shows. I'll give you a description, and you come up with a single-word TV show that matches it. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Today's episode is all about single word TV shows. So I'll say something like a country singer with red hair who had her own sitcom, and you'd write down or yell out Reba, because everybody knows Reba. Everybody's mom, everybody's sister, everybody's aunt watches Reba. They still watch it and they talk about it. So that might be one of the answers, but I'll just give you a hint. It's not one of the answers. I was just using it as an example. And you will try and figure out all the other answers to today's quiz using that very format. So get excited. Guys, if there is a certain topic you'd like me to do on this show, you can donate $5 or more over on patreon.com/triviawithbuds. Trivia with Buds, B-U-D-D-S. Give it a look-see and see all the cool rewards I'll send you or offer you every single month. Get ready to send out everything by the end of this week, so you should have those August rewards very, very soon. Some very cool things like our apparel club, our DVD club, and our sticker and print club. So go check those out. If you like collecting stuff, if you're part of things like Loot Crate, this is the podcast for you to support. Over 52 people on patreon.com/triviawithbuds. Thank you so much for your patronage. Not too much else to talk about in this intro, so we're just going to dive right into single-word TV shows, try and figure out all 11 of these from one of my live trivia nights last week. Here we go. All right, single-word TV shows number one, a spinoff of Buffy, but not very heavenly. Number one, a spinoff of Buffy, but not very heavenly. What show would we be talking about there? Remember, they're all single-word TV shows. Question number two, a show revolving around Oceanic Flight 815. Question number two, a show revolving around Oceanic Flight 815. Question number three, a BBC Wizard show that ran from 2008 to 2012. Number three, a BBC Wizard show from 2008 to 2012. Question number four, set 500 years in the future after a universal civil war with Reavers. Number four, we've got Reavers, R-E-A-V-E-R-S, and 500 years in the future after a universal civil war. Number five, a 60-70 sitcom with Samantha and Darren. A 60-70 sitcom with Samantha and Darren. Question number six, a 1995 movie turned sitcom about high school in Beverly Hills. Number six, here it is again, a 1995 movie turned sitcom about high school in Beverly Hills. Question number seven, Elijah Wood and an imaginary dog. Number seven, Elijah Wood and an imaginary dog. Question number eight, high school extracurricular show on Fox. Number eight, high school extracurricular show on Fox. Question number nine, an outdoor show that made Yasmin Bleeth famous. Number nine, an outdoor show that made Yasmin Bleeth famous. Number 10, The Rock on HBO. Number 10, The Rock on HBO. And your bonus question. This is a tough one. Very few teams got it last week when I used it live. For 2 points, what show about a girl named Jay, J-A-Y-E, working at a Northeastern tourist location only lasted one season in 2004? Number 11, for 2 points, what show about a girl named Jay working at a Northeastern tourist location only lasted one season back in 2004? Those are all your questions for single-word TV shows. Let's see how you did in just a second when we come back with those answers. Here we go, everybody. Single-word TV shows. Let's see if you got all 11 correct. Number one, a spinoff of Buffy, but not very heavenly. I was looking for Angel. Number one, Angel. Number two, a show revolving around Oceanic Flight 815 would be Lost. That's a show everyone talked about for a while. I've never seen an episode. Lost. Number three, a BBC wizard show from 08 to 12 would be Merlin. Number three, if you like wizards, if you like British people, you probably watched Merlin. Number four, set 500 years in the future after a universal civil war with Reavers, we've got Firefly. That's a great show, Firefly. Number five, a 60s, 70s sitcom with Samantha and Darren was Bewitched, a weird movie with Nicole Kidman and Will Ferrell. Number six, a 1995 movie turned sitcom about high school in Beverly Hills. I was looking for Clueless. Alicia Silverstone in the movie, not in the series. On UPN, if you remember UPN. Number seven, Elijah Wood and an Imaginary Dog was Wilfred. Wilfred. Pretty funny show. I think I watched the first season. Number eight, high school extracurricular show on Fox was Glee. Glee, if you like singing. Number nine, an outdoor show with Yasmin Bleeth made her famous, Baywatch, Hasselhoff, and the whole crew, Baywatch. Number 10, The Rock on HBO, of course, was Ballers. Ballers. And the bonus question for 2 points, what show about a girl named Jay working at a Northeastern tourist location only lasted one season back in 04? It was on Fox, and it was called Wonder Falls. Wonder Falls. She worked at Niagara Falls. Maybe you remember it. That is today's episode, guys. Thank you so much for listening and playing along. And we've got a question of the day for you, brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. Go to these guys at fmdesignsinc.com if you need anything printed. They will do a fantastic job. And you can have something printed in the setting of Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, San Dimas, California. Come on, go check it out. Click the link in the show notes. In what decade did the show Booker with Ted Danson premiere? This was a sitcom. What decade did Booker premiere with Ted Danson? Tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was boxing, which was a million-dollar baby question. What was the sport that movie revolved around? Boxing. And your trivia team name of the day is Boot Scoot Oogie Boogie. Boot Scoot Oogie Boogie. Funky Monkey Designs at fmdesignsinc.com and check out the brand new real money trivia game, Skilly World, wherever apps are found on the App Store or your Google Play Store. Search Skilly, S-K-I-L-L-I, World, and check out skillyworld.com to see how you can win big money answering big trivia. All right, guys, thank you for listening. Thanks for telling a friend, and we'll see you tomorrow for more trivia with me. Cheers.